Okay, so this exercise is called Stop the Ant. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, and close your eyes. For the first few moments, just focus on your breathing, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focusing all your attention on the movement of air coming in and going out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. Slowing that breath down, focusing on the tip of the nose, just inside the nasal passage, filling the lungs with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling that all the way out. Exhaling that breath all the way out, allowing your whole body to settle down. So continue to focus on your breath for a moment, just to ground yourself into this moment. Let go of the last, not worry about the next. So use your breath to bring yourself into the moment you're in right now. So as I mentioned, this exercise is called Stop the Ants. And it's all about learning how to recognize distressing thoughts and feelings. Appreciate what's going on for them, to dig into them, to sit in with them. And then it's about changing the thoughts and changing the feelings. So the first part of the exercise comes from the mindfulness area, and the second part comes more from the cognitive behavioral area of therapy. So as I mentioned, it's called Stop the Ants, and STOP, the acronym is S-T-T-O-P, S-T-T-O-P, Stop the Ants, and ants, A-N-T-S, stands for automatic negative thoughts. So stop the automatic negative thoughts. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to explain for a moment what the S-T-T-O-P stands for. So the goal of this exercise is whenever you're distressed, instead of sinking into the thoughts, sinking into the feelings, sinking into the beliefs that you have about the experience, the most important thing to first do is to recognize you're having this experience. Notice what's going on for you and to stop. The S in STOP stands for stop. Stopping the whole cascade of thoughts, feelings, reactions is the single most important thing you can do. Just stopping everything. The moment you notice you've been hijacked, you stop. You know where it's going to go. It'll lead to ruminations, dwelling over and over again. It'll lead to stress, anxiety, overwhelm, self-criticism. So the most important first thing to do is to stop. It feels uncomfortable to do that at first because it's not what we're used to doing. It's a new habit we're trying to form. So stopping, that's the S. The second most important thing, the first T, stands for take some deep breaths. Take as many long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11. Don't worry about what happened or what you're thinking or what the bother is for now. You're just trying to get yourself unhooked, relax, so you can think about it in a way that's more constructive. So stop and take some deep breaths. Take a set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10, take as many as you need. Just breathe and keep breathing. And the goal with this breathing is to get yourself calm. Get yourself unhooked, out of the ruminations, out of the dwelling, out of the thinking, out of the catastrophizing, the magnifying. Get out of all of that and just focus on your breath, knowing you'll take care of the problem in a moment when you're more calm, when you can think about it in a way that's more rational, reasonable, and forgiving. So stop, take deep breaths as many as you need. Keep breathing until you feel you're about a 4 or a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. The second take, T, is to take notice of what's going on. Take notice of what you're feeling. What are the emotions that you're feeling? Take notice of all of them. and then take notice of the intense ones. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body in that moment. It could be tension or tightness in the chest, the shoulders, the jaw. Your tummy could be clenching. It could be turtling and moving inwards in a protective stance, everything getting small. Shoulders tight, jaw tight, tummy tight. It could be holding your breath. There could be a lot of shame and blame. It's usually a heaviness. So take notice of what you're feeling. Take notice of what's happening in your body. Take notice of what you're thinking in that moment. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I should have known better. Take notice of the thoughts, as many of them as they are. Take notice of the one that's the most damning. Take notice of what you're thinking or believing about yourself, about others, about the situation, about the future. Take notice. What are you believing about others around you? Is that reasonable? What are you believing about the situation? Is that reasonable? What are you believing about the future? Is that reasonable? Take notice of what you're believing and thinking about yourself, the situation, the future. Take notice too of the urge you have. What's the urge? What are those urges, those behavioral urges? To bolt, to pace, to ruminate, to blame? What are the urges you have? And take notice too of the original trigger. What was the original thing that happened? Was it a thought about from you, or was it something external to you? What triggered the whole thing? Notice that trigger. Look at that trigger. Observe the trigger. So that's STT. And O is to observe what happens as you finish the following sentences quietly in your own mind. So you take a long, slow, deep breath in. And then as you exhale, I notice the feeling of, and you finish that sentence in your mind. And you take another long, slow, deep breath in and out. And as you exhale, I notice the feeling of. And you repeat it for a third time. Another deep breath in. I notice the feeling of. And over the course of this section, you should notice a sense of separation start to develop. A sense of distance, perspective from the thoughts and the feelings. And then move on to and notice the experience in my body of. Take a long, slow, deep breath, exhale. Take another long, slow, deep breath in, exhale. I notice the experience in my body of. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. Exhale, I notice the experience in my body of. I notice the thoughts of. The thoughts you're thinking about you, about the situation, about other people, about the future. I notice the thoughts of. Try to summarize the worst in a sentence. I notice thoughts of. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Exhale. And another long, slow, deep breath in. I notice the thoughts of. I notice the urge to do or to not do. And finish that sentence. Taking a long, slow, deep breath. Exhale. And finish the sentence. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in, out. I notice the urge to do or not do. And one more time. Another long, slow, deep breath. Exhale. I notice the urge to do or not do. And I notice the original trigger of take a long, slow, deep breath in and out. Really notice the original trigger. I notice the original trigger of and one more time. And over the course of that part of the exercise, notice the separation. Notice things may seem like they've shrunk or grown distant from you. And the last part of stop is to A, plan to do the exact opposite than what you might have done in the past. So for example, you may walk directly right up to the cashier. Say, hey, my daughter pulled this out of the bag. She took some drinks from it. I didn't buy it. It's not from the store. Or you may do something else completely opposite. Trust yourself, know the facts, and leave it at that. Whatever you choose to do, just plan to do something exactly opposite to what you may have done before. If you may have worried, you choose to believe everything's okay. It'll be okay. And instead of worrying, you go for a walk. You listen to happy music and dance. So plan to A, do something the exact opposite to what you may have done before. And the second part of plan is plan to show yourself some compassion for the distress you now experience, whether you like it or want it. Just show yourself compassion for the distress you experience in that moment. Some people put their hand on the heart and they just remind themselves it's okay. Okay, and things change in baby steps as we work on them more and more. All this means is you're conscientious. All this means is you like people to think of you positively. All this means is you care. So show yourself some compassion in some way. Grow a little more tolerant, a little more accepting of yourself, regardless of whether you like it or want it to be the way it is in that moment. So stop the ants starts with this part of the exercise. You're just allowing yourself to be with whatever you're experiencing in that moment. And allowing it to be there all on its own changes it. It dissipates, it settles down. And if that's not enough, all on its own, then you can move on to the second part of the exercise, which is changing the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. It may surprise you to realize that the feelings that follow our negative thoughts are not facts. Neither the thoughts are facts, nor the feelings are facts. Both thoughts and feelings need to be scrutinized, evaluated, questioned. Sometimes our thoughts and feelings are just habitual, and we need to change the habits. But sometimes these old habits can cause distress in our body, and it feels real, but in fact it's not real. Feelings are not facts. Thoughts are not facts. So this exercise, Stop the Ants, this portion of it, is about changing the thinking. So thinking about this situation again, bring it back to mind, bring it back how upset you were, distressed, worried. You've identified the feelings, nervous, frightened, full of self-doubt, confused. Then I want you to ask yourself, is this thought that you're having right now true beyond a shadow of a doubt? Is it true? Or are you catastrophizing or mind reading? Is this true? Is this thought true beyond a shadow of a doubt? Is this worry true beyond a shadow of a doubt? And if it is, what's the evidence that it's true? List that evidence in your mind. Where's the evidence that it's true? Where's the evidence? It's false. Where's the evidence against that thought? What's the worst that could happen if you chose not to believe that thought? What's the absolute worst thing that can happen? We have 85,000 thoughts in a day, and some of them are just simply garbage thoughts. What if you choose to see that thought as one of those garbage thoughts popping up, just like a groundhog popping up? There's no rhyme or reason. There's no need for it to be there. Is not immediately factual or true. What is the worst that could happen if you chose to not believe that thought? Would it really be so bad? Are there facts about the situation you're ignoring? Are you trying to unrealistically control what people think around you? Can you do that? Their thoughts are driven by their beliefs, their needs, their experiences, their values. Can you change all of that? How do you know the future? Has this happened to anyone you know? Are you exaggerating the negative? Are you catastrophizing and thinking the worst? Is it helpful? If your friend was in this situation, what would you say to your friend? What is this anxiety, self-doubt costing me right now? What is it taking away from me? Are you searching for certainty? Can you get it? Now, when you think about this situation, I want you to come up with a more realistic alternative belief and thought. What do you want to believe in this situation that is realistic, positive, and reasonable? Where's the evidence to support it's reasonable? Maybe you have a good reputation. Maybe you're honest and trustworthy. Maybe other people know. What is the evidence to support this alternative, more realistic, positive belief? If you dig deep enough, if you look broad enough, you'll find it. Sometimes it comes back to our reputation, the way we conduct ourselves on a day-to-day basis, our history. The very fact that you're concerned about it speaks volumes. So where's the evidence to support this more alternative, possible, realistic way to think? How are you feeling right now in your body when you think about it that way? Are you feeling more optimistic, hopeful, relaxed, confident, cheerful, receptive, kind? Is that not a better way to be? Is there anything else you need to say to yourself to reaffirm the realistic nature of this alternative thinking? How does it help you to think in this way? Every time you practice this exercise, whatever situation you're using and you're working through, you'll have a different experience. It'll be different for you, more meaningful in a different way. Just take note at the end of the exercise, every time you do it, how it was helpful for you. What insight and awarenesses you gained. What tools and understanding you now have that you didn't have. And how each and every day, through baby steps, these skills will get stronger the more you practice them. You'll be able to immediately shut down any ruminations, any negative self-doubt, any catastrophizing, any mind reading. And you'll be able to just trust yourself. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.